Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off. Come on, say, baby.
they fully healed. They feel healed. I got the praise in me. Every time I think about it, I got to be like David. I got to taste of something. I got to put my feet on it.
Y'all ready? Come on, y'all. Let's party. Let's get energy in here. Just
hey, no limit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the hottest radio show in the land. Take a Limit Talk Radio is on the air. That's right. And we are live, live as always from the birthplace of gospel music, the historic, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, man. And I'm excited to be here. We are in your TTLO Media Group studios on this wonderful, wonderful Friday, and we have a great, great show for you today. I hope y'all are ready for it. We got a great, great topic of conversation. Our main topic today on Praise Break Friday, as always, you know, we use this day to talk about the worship experience and how we can be better worshipers, how we can do better what we were created to do. So we're going to talk about that today. Four ways we carry the presence of God. Four ways we carry the presence of God. That's our main topic of conversation for the day. But man, look, we got some stuff we're going to talk about in the church house, because we're going to talk about the video, the viral video that's been going around. The one, the only, the good pastor, Dietrich Hatton, had, I believe it was his 50th birthday party, and he was on the dance floor juking, with his wife. And some folks feel some kind of way, but we gonna talk about it. We go, y'all know I wanna talk about it. I think y'all might already know what, y'all might not know where how I feel, but we gonna find out in a few minutes. We gonna talk about that. We gonna talk about this Chicago. It's Memorial Day. You know, normally in Chicago, outside of the barbecue, outside of the good times, there's always a little bit of drama. So the hope today is we gonna talk about the mayor's plans. Brand new mayor, Mr. Brandon Johnson, the honorable sir. Mr. Brandon Johnson has a Memorial Day plan in place. So we're going to see what that looks like for Memorial Day. We're going to talk about that and some other stuff. And hey, y'all, if y'all have not seen the clip already, The Color Purple is back. We're going to talk about that. How y'all feel about it? How y'all feel about it? Some of y'all might be a little upset. I don't know. Some of y'all might feel some kind of way about the return of The Color Purple, but we're going to talk about that and so much more. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you over to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, texts, chats, emails, prayer requests. We do bar mitzvahs, baptisms, baby christenings, funerals, burials, no cremations. I mean, not the legal cat. No, I'm just playing. But we don't do no But any of that, you need any of those things, you send her a message, you talk to her, she'll get you over to me, and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, here's the phone number you can dial, 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. I feel like I got something black on my head. I wanted it from this headphone. It's from the headphones. Okay. But that is the call-in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show. It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. radio.net is how you can email the show. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on the gram, if you want to follow us on the gram, follow us on IG, follow us on the gram the same way, at TTLO Radio. That's at TTLO Radio, two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can follow us on Instagram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And then the live streams are up and running. Hello, hello, hello to everybody that is watching. Hello, hello to Facebook. The live stream is up and running on Facebook and YouTube. Hello on the Dana King page. Hello on LaTanya Michelle King's page. Hello on Twitch. Hello on the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church page. Hello on the Dr. King public page. Hello on the Taking the Limits Off Media Facebook page. And hello on the Taking the Limits Off YouTube page. Hello, 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 and hello to one and to all. Good to see y'all today. Come on, say something to me in the chat. I think Miss Jaconda already said something in the chat. I thought I saw some kind of hello. Oh, there y'all go. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, saint. Right, right, right. Hello, hello, hello. Felicia said, I'm so sick of these reboots, we can't come up with nothing else. Oprah could have finished the reboot of the Women of Brewster's Play. I forgot about the Women of Brewster's Play. I was today years old when I remembered the Women of Brewster's Play. I forgot about it. I really did. Did I watch it? I don't even know if I ever really even watched it. I don't even recall. But, yeah. So we got so much to talk about. Look, if you want to, you know what, you can always follow us on iHeart. You can download the podcast on iHeartRadio. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app. Just do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group, and you'll find the TTLO Radio show. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes. Anywhere you can download a podcast, you can find out for yourself. You can find us right there. Amen, amen, and amen. So, look, y'all, it's been a busy week, so I got to tell y'all. For those of you who are my personal friend on Facebook, you already know this. Those of you who are my personal friends on Facebook, you already know this. In case y'all didn't know, quick background, little stuff. On Sunday night going into Monday morning, somebody decided, the Joker decided to steal the Batmobile. That's what happened. Yeah. The Joker said, I want to steal the Batmobile. So somebody, meaning my car. My car was stolen on Sunday night going into Monday morning. Technically, it was Monday morning, early Monday morning. My car was stolen outside of my mother's house. And, that's what happened. They took the car. The GPSs were deactivated and all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, fast forward, thank God for some good, you know, working technology and all that kind of stuff. We got a phone call early Tuesday morning, letting us know that the car had been found in Racine, Wisconsin. The brother who had the car, I was going to say that all that information that we found out earlier, but we don't know that to be the, you know, so allegedly. But the brother who had the car, I don't know if he stole it, but the brother who had the car was putting it in his driveway. He put the car in his driveway, and she said, what kind of car you got, a Kia? No, ma'am. No, I did not have a Kia. God, no, that's disrespectful, Felicia. I thought we was tight, but the brother stole the car. They found the car in the driveway in Racine, Wisconsin. He had taken the front license plate off the car, but you know, all these years of hold one minute, please. So I had to get this and put this over here because I need to get him over here. All right, I had to move around and put that right there so y'all can see that. So the reason I was able to get, so they was able to recover the car. The reason they was able to recover the car, because my mans was on the case. Look at that. Don't roll your eyes. That's why he got it. That's why we got those. My man was on the case right here. My man was on the case. He was on the case, and we was able to find the car because the police said they saw, because part of the description for the car being stolen. What's going on, Miss Hastings? I forgot the child, the baby girl's name. Because her graduation coming up. I'll think of it in a minute. But yeah, my mans was on the case, and they saw the Batman emblems on the car, which made them say, uh-oh, wait a minute. That ain't normal. At least not up here in these parts of Racine, Illinois. Wisconsin, I mean. Not these parts of Racine, Wisconsin. And so they found the car. So now we're waiting for the insurance people and the police to get the stuff released, and they're going to check out the car and all that kind of stuff. But, man, my man had a key. They had created the key to the car already. The window that they broke out, apparently they done fixed it already. And from what we've been told, I got a fresh tint on the front window. I wonder, was it done properly? I'm just kidding. I don't know what the tent rules is in Illinois, but I probably got to have it taken off. Say what?
Are you going to keep it?
The car?
The front tent?
No.
You're not?
I probably can't. I don't know what the tent rules are in Illinois versus
Wisconsin. Everybody else got it?
Yeah, but I ain't everybody else, and I don't, you know, I don't like interactions that I don't have to have.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Okay, I want to go look and see what you're talking about by Reggie Rose post. Okay, she said the same color. Which one? You mean the one about the now we don't have it back yet. It ain't back in Chicago yet, Pat. It's got to go through its, you know, evidence and the adjuster got to look at it and all that kind of stuff. Your front window, it can have a light. I think there's a percentage on the front window. Unless you are a livery vehicle, like a limousine or something like that. Other than that, you're really not supposed to have a tent on your front window. At least that's what I was always told. I mean, you can have the sides and the rear. Front, no, because anything that's going to, especially if it's going to obstruct your view, you know, and tent does tend to obstruct your view, especially. That's why I think in Chicago, Illinois, it's 30%. Yes, the post about the prom versus Trump party. They still mad about the prom versus Trump party post. I'm going to leave that alone. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. So, yeah, they found the car, and so, you know, we'll be getting it back sooner or later. So, yeah, that was my Monday. So we spent Monday dealing with the popo and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, so, you know, it is what it is. God is good. You know, a couple of my people, I saw y'all put on my page, you know, well, you know, it could have been worse. Thank God you wasn't in the car. What y'all mean? I know what y'all trying to say. And I appreciate y'all for saying it. I do. No, I'm not on public transportation, baby. They gave your boy a Tesla. I'm good. Felicia, I don't know why she's thinking I'm out here on the RTA.
Right. We ain't gonna never beat our feet.
On the Publix? Down to the Publix? I don't even know how to catch the bus. So I don't even know how to catch the bus, so I can't even do it. You know, if anything, I'm gonna be in the Uber. I ain't gonna never be on, and it's gonna be a black car. I can't do no different. I just can't. I can't. So anyway, that's that. But I want to get to, I am so mad that this thing is not working.
And it's like, it's...
The video ain't good either?
It's looking like a flip phone with the one.
The video wasn't... I don't think the video was great anyway, the one that I sent you.
With the 1.3.
Even though it was... You said with the 1.3. I don't think the video that I sent you was good to post anyway, because it looked, excuse me, grainy. But at the same time, let me mute that so it don't play while I'm clicking it. At the same time, clear one though. But if you haven't seen it, we didn't have any bail money. I always got bail money, Patricia, Sister Butt. Thank you so much. We have bail money on deck. We know. See, my former bail money holder has left here to be with the Lord. He's sleeping right now. But my bail money holder now is over here on the other side of the door over here, right on the other side of the studio. So we got bail money because, you know, we got bail money. We got bond insurance. We got all those things because stuff happens. And you know, because stuff happens with stuff where people have to, you know, hey. But let's get to it. So the story. But thank you. She said, I live in Naperville now. Every one out of four cars is a Tesla. Oh, well, there you go. So, Brother Dietrich Haddon, y'all know pastor, gospel singer. Is he still a pastor? Do he still pastor a church?
I thought he was.
Yeah, Dietrich Haddon. Y'all know Dietrich Haddon. Y'all know Dietrich. Dietrich is a gospel artist, and he's also a pastor. I want to say, is it Detroit? I can't remember where his church was. But he turned, I believe it was his birthday. I want to say it was his birthday. It was his 50th birthday. And y'all know Dietrich Haddon. Y'all know Dietrich Haddon's song. What was it? Well Done. He did He's Able. A couple of other songs. Y'all, if you ever watched Bishops of L.A., Preachers of L.A., Preachers of L.A., that's what it was. But, yeah, he turned 50. And so he had a birthday party for himself. And
As he should.
And you're going to be able to play the video? Is it going to have sound?
Gonna be able to play the
video. Oh, you're not going to be able to play the video. All right, so let me try this one more again. With this switcher cast. I'm just curious about something with switcher cast. I'm gonna do this. So he had this 50th birthday party, and so people got upset about his what the video portrayed. I'm gonna run it as administrator, and then I'm gonna try it again. Let me kill that. All right. So people got upset because in the video he was dancing provocatively with his wife, and folks got upset about the way he was dancing provocatively with his wife. So I'm going to see if, okay, Tony, see if you can get it now. No? Oh, okay. No? Okay. So
I never know why.
I know what to do.
What you going
to
do?
I know what to do. I know what to do. I'm going to put it over here. Is it going to work over here? That's the question. Nope, it ain't working over here. All right, let's do this. I was trying to show you all. Y'all probably seen the video already, but I'm going to try to see if I can play. Let's see. Send to your devices. Send to TTLO2. Play over here. Open in this tab. And then we're going to bring that back to about right there and pause it. And then I'm going to hit play. And then now you get it on this screen over here. Let's see if we still connected to SwitcherCast over here. Come on. Boom, there like that. Hit connect. And then we want to do that. All right. So anyway, he was dancing out at a club and people lost their minds because of the fact that he was out there having a good old time again with his wife, having a good time down at the club. As soon as SwitcherCast decides to open up, it may or may not. Do you see this one? Okay. You do not, because it ain't connected to nothing. You know, we're just having all kind of extra technical difficulties around here, and I don't appreciate it. So, yeah, he was dancing at this club, and his wife was, you know, y'all, if you know, she was backing that thing up. I'm still waiting for it to, huh? You got that one? Okay. I'm going to push play over here so I can get some audio, and I'm going to turn the volume up over there, and I'm going to do play and play at the same time. That's the video that people lost their minds about, and folks lost their minds about. Huh? No, we don't need. Say what?
Nothing.
Okay. So that's the video that people lost their minds about. People lost their mind about this brother dancing, and they were saying, I'm going to just get to some of these comments from y'all's people. They were offended because this man was dancing on the floor with his wife. Let's be clear. He wasn't dancing with the church secretary. Pat, I don't think you would be out there. I don't know if he's still passing or not. Can you look that up? I don't know. We'll find out. But he was dancing with his wife. He wasn't dancing with his side piece. He wasn't dancing with the girl around the corner. He wasn't dancing with somebody paid. He wasn't at the strip club. He was at a function.
Yes.
What's the name of his church?
Hill City Church in Los Angeles.
Hill City in Los Angeles. Thank you. Hill City Church, Los Angeles, California. And, yes, he is still the pastor of Hill City Church out there. HillCityLife.com. Dietrich Haddon is the pastor of Los Angeles. Yes. So he was on the dance floor with his wife. Let me ask y'all a question. What sin did he commit? I'm awake. I'm awake because the saints lost their minds with this conversation online. And I just thought, I said, this just don't make no kind of sense how people have lost their minds talking about Dietrich Haddon. Some people saying it's not a good look. Let me just read some of these comments from a couple of different blogs. Let's see. Let me read all the comments. Some of them. It says, the first says, I'm married and no way I would dance. Oh, yeah, here's one. I am married. No way I would dance with my husband like that in public. He's too much of a gentleman and I'm too much of a lady. Okay, well, stay at home then. Don't go to the party.
Definitely stay at home.
Go to the party.
Because we could have turned up for your
55th. Right. I'm going to tell y'all right now then. Because invitations will be open. They ain't going to be open. Let me stop lying. But the invitation is going to be out there. And don't come to my 55th birthday party. I'm telling y'all right now. Oh, God. Let me read another comment. How can you say you're a pastor and you preaching the word of God and you doing what everybody else doing in the club? You can't be in the church praising God and you out there in the streets doing what everybody else is doing. What was he doing? What was he doing to everybody else? I'm confused. You can't go out and I'm sorry, everybody ain't just out in the club, you know, doing the waltz with their wife.
They expect you to lose your two-step, and that's it goes back to one of our previous conversations.
Pause for one second. Do we think that the Hispanic, our Latino brothers and sisters stop salsa dancing when they become pastors and saved? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. You really have to say that.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Because they salsa and it's hot.
But anywho. I know, I'm just saying, it still goes back to the whole thing about, like, you know, everyone thinks once the pastor, pastor's wife and everything else, and, you know, just a... It feels like we're supposed to go into a what do you call it that the priest go into?
Oh, into solitude and
it feels like we
gonna go to the convent and you can't do nothing.
Right, like you know, like it's still gonna be some. It's gonna be some music. You gonna like on Sunday, you gonna hear the gospel music. You gonna hear it. You gonna hear it Monday. You gonna hear it all 7 days out of the week. But at the same time, you know, Dana's going to play what he's going to play. He's going to play his house music. I'm going to play what I'm going to play because I didn't hear some of the kids' music. I like some of the time, but, you know, other than the ones where they shooting up everybody. You're going to hear some of everything. Does that mean I'm supposed to just change my music too and everything? I still live and everything else like that. Nobody got mad. Y'all don't get mad at the chapter where Jesus kept the party going. After his mama begged him, ain't no more wine.
So here is a comment. I'm just reading some of these. A lot of people are positive. The comments were positive. Here is one. This brother says, I've been married for over 30 years. and just a few years older than he is. The issue is not whether it's right or wrong, but the optics of it. He says, as my dad, who was also a pastor, used to always tell me, don't let your good be evil spoke of and not a stumbling block for others. This is what happens when you live your life for public consumption. I'm sorry. Let me keep reading. I have absolutely no problem with his wife doing so. I do have a problem with being on display to cause exactly what is what it has, which is more division and questioning. Just like why were you on a dumpster fire of a reality show that did nothing to glorify God, but did put your character into question for money, for clout, exposure. You knew people are going to come for you. I was trying to hear the song as well. It was trying to listen to the song. First Corinthians 6:12. That's your statement, Felicia Brown. Let me see what 1 Corinthians 6:12 is. Where's my chat box?
Where's my super suit?
Where is my super suit? 1 Corinthians. all things are permitted for me, but not all things are of benefit. All things are permitted for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Can we get a let me get the Message Bible. Just because something is technically legal does not mean that it's spiritually appropriate. If I went around doing whatever I thought I could get by with, I'd be a slave to my whims. Okay. I definitely understand that scripture. I do. But can we do this? Can we get to what it means, the context of the scripture, right? The context of the scripture. Paul in that particular thing was talking about sexual immorality. He's talking about sexual immorality. So, right. So when he was talking about it, he was talking about the bulls in the Corinthian church who had a casual attitude about sexual immorality beyond, you know, formal and literal laws. Paul was trying to say he was insisting that the standard for Christian behavior must be whether or not the practice is helpful or enslaving. Right. I get that. And again, it was strictly to do with sex. It was strictly to do with sex. This is a husband and a wife celebrating. Now, here is where the Christians had an option. And I'm going to use your statement from last week, Tanya. Just like those Christians, because everybody that responded to Reggie World wasn't Christian. But just like those Christians who decided to respond negatively or positively to Reggie Royal's post, we same Christians could have scrolled right on by the video when we saw it and left it where it was. But we chose not to. Let me say this, and I'll take it a step further. In this age of social media, in this age of everything is on film, well, prior to everything being on your phone, you know, everybody used to have little video cameras. I'm going to tell you, can we talk? So let me say this. Let me just throw the scenario out there. Let's just say, you and your spouse, you know, y'all like to spice up y'all's privacy in y'all bedroom. I'm going to help y'all out. Y'all like to spice up the privacy in y'all bedroom. And what I mean by spice up the privacy is y'all might want a camera or two in y'all bedroom. And why y'all doing what y'all do? Because y'all might want to go back and watch the tape. You see how your leg was? That's when I caught the cramp right there.
All right.
That's when I caught a cramp right there. That's when I.
All right.
That's when I needed some water.
No.
I am PG. Because I could not be. So I am.
All right.
So it's like, so I'm just saying. So, let's say, God forbid, the tape got out because you moved and the tape was in storage and then the storage got broken into or one of your people that worked for you found the tape and sold it to TMZ, you know, one of them joints. So the tape got out. The tape got out, and then the tape ended up on this video out there for everybody to see, right? So now
people are going to say, and y'all was in there doing some extra freaky stuff. People are going to say, well, they shouldn't have been recording. They shouldn't have been doing this, and they shouldn't have been doing that. And that's that and this. Thank you, Felicia. Help me out. The bedroom is undefiled. That's in the book. If y'all want to bring rabbits, polar bears, all the roses from the rose garden, some petunias, whatever it is y'all going to bring in to spice up y'all situation, that ain't nobody. Look, it is what it is. They wanted to be seen, or were they just having a good time? Who did the filming?
Somebody just had their regular phone.
Right. Who did the filming? Because if I'm out dancing, I'm dancing with, yeah, I mean, if you're watching me dance, I'm dancing on the dance floor. Because guess what? It's other people in the room probably grinding and dancing and juking too. Juke that. We all juking. So help me, you know. We. If you don't get Felicia.
All right. See
you.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is this. Y'all can get over it. Get over it. This is, again, there is a whole lot of stuff that folk can be mad at people about. And then now you want to go back to Preachers of L.A. and blah, 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 blah. Ain't this the same wife from Preachers from L.A., Dominique?
Yes, it is.
It's the same wife. The same one he married. The same one he was with. The same wife.
After there was a situation.
Of course. I understand that. But he's still with that wife.
Yeah.
So move the hell on. Find y'all. Look, spice your stuff up. Maybe some of y'all do need to go out and dance. Get your rhythm back. Get your groove back. Maybe some of y'all do need to get out. Shoot, might help out your situation. Huh? Right. Ain't nobody in the bedroom. Look, I hope y'all in the bedroom talking about some past midnight.
Or, like back in the day.
What?
The separate bed.
And we just going to meet up and then.
We gonna meet up.
We going to meet up. And then, like,
you gonna pull up?
Like your show, like your Bridgerton joint,
yeah.
You know, on the Tuesday and Thursday.
She's like, it's an odd day.
It's an odd day, right?
But she said no more even.
No. I'm not saying you can't have an opinion. That's not what I'm. No. I would. Who am I to tell somebody they can't have an opinion? That's what I do. I'm not saying you have an opinion. What I'm saying is for people to be going in. Right, just like people had an opinion about the prom and the truck parties, right? Look, I passed the G-Wagon today, driving through the West Side. You know that speaks for itself.
And my cousin had two vehicles.
Okay.
Out there.
Right, and I watched the prom footage of the helicopter experience.
You didn't let me see it yet.
I don't have it. I watched it at the
okay.
Luncheon. She's trying to put it in the
all right.
In the Google Drive.
All right.
But her decorations was amazing. You would be impressed.
Oh, I'm impressed.
You'd be impressed.
I feel like I would have been.
You would have been. Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah. It gave Daenerys Targaryen.
All right.
Yeah, it gave all that. So it was again. I enjoy seeing people be happy. Look, in an age where marriages and stuff are falling apart and people are leaving and this and that and the third and all that kind of stuff, it's good to see married people still out there partying and getting it in. And I'm going to say this again. Somewhere around May 5th of 2025, somewhere around May 5th, 2025, it's going to be a 55th birthday party for your boy. And at the 55th birthday party for your boy, it's going to be some percolating, some legs shaking, it's going to be furniture moving, some grooving, might twerk a cheek or two. It's going to be some stuff going on. Now, if you two saved,
It might be some Cash Money Records taking over.
Man, gonna be some. Look here, bottles gonna be popping. I'm trying to tell y'all. Look, if it ain't your cup of tea, y'all good.
We'll have ours.
You can hear about it on that Monday. After you can hear about it on the next broadcast.
For the Saints, 7-9.
Right, right. If you super saved. Right, because we're gonna have a little food, some dinner, and some stuff. Right, I'm just playing this out, even though I'm not the one playing it. But we're gonna have a little food and little snacks and plenty of blue pill.
What? Who said that?
I'm so confused.
Oh my God,
Felice, look,
oh Lord,
help us, Jesus. But from 7-9, if you super saved, you know, you, Mary, and Jesus and Joseph, y'all all together all day every day, then 7-9 is your hour. At 9:01, I advise you not to even, because it's going to be some work that month. Work that month. Oh, I'll eat that. I'm ready. Look,
you're ready.
It's something in this house. It's something in this house.
And we're going to usher you out afterwards.
Let me out. Huh? Some what?
We're gonna usher you out at the end of the night with some good Christian music.
Why are we gonna do that?
Because you ain't got to go home.
Oh yeah, but you got to get the hell up out of here. Yeah. So I'm just trying to tell y'all, it's gonna be in. We gonna be getting it in. I mean, come on. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with y'all. I appreciate all y'all thoughts and opinions. Felicia, I'm so done with you. Will there be plenty of blue pill? I guess if somebody need one.
Are those dones? Because I don't, we
good.
Yeah, we. I have a charcuterie board of pain pills, like, you know,
right.
Ibuprofen.
Right, you're going to, you know, for them bad knees, yeah. We're going to have some ibuprofen on deck, and Excedrin.
I'm
going
to have ankle ankle support.
Tape,
and everything.
Tape wraps.
Yeah.
That athletic tape. Yeah. You're going to have athletic tape.
I'm going to have electrolyte packets that you can put in the bottled water with Dana's 55th Batman logo on it.
Because I'm going to be out there doing the knees challenge. Good knees.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
I might fall over. Anyway, it's gonna be good. I'm just, you know, I'm planning ahead. I got 2 more years to go, but I'm getting there. I'm ready. I'm already. I'm in my brain. It's gonna be all that, you know. So, all right, it is Memorial Day weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. Y'all know about Chicago, those of you in the Chicagoland area. And maybe your cities are, she said, Aleve, what you thought. we can have them too. but it's the Chicago weekend, Memorial Day. And as always, you know, it is a high, what is it? The city goes on high alert around this time because of the past years. I think last year there were, yes ma'am.
Oh, did you see Jaconda's
what did Jaconda say? Did I miss it?
Yeah, it seems like you might have.
Let me see. Jaconda. Oh, John Jaconda, just because my husband's a minister does not mean that he's not human. If he danced with me and I'm not offended, then why should you be? Remember, nobody is perfect but God. Oh, I thank you, Miss Jefferson. What I read was, let me read between the lines. They get it in. That's the way I read it. Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
wait a minute. You see, you gotta go with the sad notes. We need to talk about Color Purple.
We're talking about Color Purple. Can we, let's do the Memorial Day and then go to Color Purple. So let's throw that in.
So you want
to
give us the high
and then we'll come back. No, give us the Memorial Day and then go back up to Color Purple.
Oh, that's what I said. Highs, low, and high.
Low, high.
Okay.
Whatever. All right. So let's
high,
get. So Memorial Day weekend, let's talk about that real quick. Chicago safety plan put to a test. We're getting ready for it. Chicago and suburbs gear for Memorial Day weekend. Let me find it. It was a lot that went on today too. Let me get to this. Did y'all see it was a third grader got killed in Matson? Yeah, third grader, nine years old, got shot today in Matson, Illinois. Or I'm sorry, let me say, is it Matteson? I think it's Matteson. because we always say Mattson, but I think it's pronounced Mattison. I don't want to be one of the people that, you know, saying stuff wrong, at least not on purpose. But a 9-year-old boy was shot and killed in the South Suburbs Thursday night, last night. During officials said during the Friday press conference, the incident took place about 6 o'clock in the 800 block of Campus Avenue. An altercation between two groups of young people, which initially began in a nearby suburb, led to the fatal shooting, according to Mattison officials. Mattison police and fire crews responded to the area and found the 9-year-old outside his house with a single gunshot wound to the abdomen. Despite life-saving efforts, the boy, identified as Omari Jones Brown, died in a local emergency room. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's just unfortunate. He got caught in the gunfire between other people. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I guess they had grief counselors and things at the school today. It says, being a small community, all these are our children. Mattison Village President Sheila Chalmers Curran said, we are heartbroken. We are all in mourning here in the village of Mattison. Jones Brown's family shared memories of the boy's short life and the impact he had on those he loved most Friday. It's God. Nobody but God. He's the lift of our heads. Nobody but him. We can't make it without him. Jones Brown, grandmother Denise Jones said, just a 9-year-old kid, a student, always been as nice he had as he had been to school as all the time. Jones says she's leaning extra hard on her faith right now. That is crazy. Wow. That's just, whew, my God. She said Jewel and Jules is the same thing. But if you say Illinois, we fighting. If you say Illinois, I got a problem with you. don't even do it. Don't say Illinois. I have a serious problem with you if you say Illinois. So let's get to the Chicago, Illinois. So it's in this is from the ABC7. Police say they're prepared in case anything goes awry this weekend and Friday afternoon. Some of the typical warm weather chaos tested the city plans. Gunshots happened earlier today at the North Avenue Street Beach. But the city is ready. We want everyone to be safe and enjoy the city, but we will not tolerate any engaging of criminal activity or disorderly conduct, says interim CPD chief Fred Waller. He goes on to say, Chicago CRED, which stands for Creating Real Economic Destiny, is one of the vice prevention organizations helping the city and state keep the peace this weekend and throughout the summer. Before there's a crime committed, we try to come in and say, come over to this is a village and we will embrace you in this home. You can find shelter here. We can be clothes on your back and give you food. That's one of the violence intervention places that they use. Ali said bringing at-risk youth and young adults to CRED before crime is committed is not easy, but said it's successfully done with the right approach and tactics. He said the key is using the same compassion people use when rescuing a hurt and abandoned animal. Well, these are human beings with the same kind of element, he explained. They've been hit, they've been ran over, and they're trying to make it. For the Memorial Day weekend, they're taking 30 of its high-risk participants to New York City to spend some quality time and give them a real-life experience away from pressures and triggers at home. How do I feel about that? Let me read that again. If Felicia don't start with J.C. Penney and J.C. Penney's, I'm done.
You cannot say the S.
But, you know, people do say I'm going to Penney's, but yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. I'm going to Penney's, not J.C.'s Penney's.
That was a standing joke in one of the movies.
I know, right?
But you're saying it in possessive form. That's why they say pennies.
Pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is interesting. So this group is taking 30 of its high-risk participants out of Chicago to New York City to spend quality time with them and give them a real-life experience away from pressures and triggers at home. How do you feel about that? Because that sounds like a old school move. We gonna take them to the movies today because we got guests coming. That's what it sounds like.
Right. That sounds.
We gonna get y'all some food if y'all stay home.
I don't know. That sounds kind of weak. It's very weak. You said New York City. You didn't say another part of New York City and everything else like that. It's New York City. Ain't the same struggles there?
Yeah, but I guess they don't know nobody. Ain't nobody looking for them. So, because, you know, I guess the triggers, whatever the triggers are at home, won't be in New York City. I'm just trying to find something.
Baby, we're going to look up these triggers and find out the statistics on the triggers. They're going to be there.
Yeah, but they're unknown, though. So if I'm on the block, right? If I'm on the block, if 45th Street is my block, if that's where the drama takes place, if you're going to take me away from the drama from the weekend, so when they come on the block shooting, I ain't there. I ain't reacting. I ain't feel like I got to go and do something. I ain't got to retaliate. I ain't got to respond because I ain't there. Now, I might act a fool when I get back, but at least I'm not there and possibly caught up. So I kind of get it. But it do feel a little bit like...
It feels like Steve Harvey's Boys Camp where he...
But that was for the whole summer.
Right.
That was like for like two, three, like 3 weeks in the summer or something like that. Yeah. So they were like... And they were learning stuff. He had like...
I know.
He had entrepreneurs and businessmen and creators and things there to you know.
We spending money. I don't know how to get in there. They're probably getting there via bus. I don't know how.
I don't know how to get in there.
And everything. I'm not going to, in my whole 180, I'm not going to spit on what is
right.
being done.
Right, right.
I just didn't think this would, that, New York City would be the proper environment. I thought you could probably just take a more downstate and everything else.
Mm.
There's, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, we got a vast amount of land and everything else like that, that it could have been a different experience and everything. That's all.
Okay.
That's my just thought process.
All right. So that's, you know, so there's a plan. I know the Illinois State Police and some other people, they're going to have people in place out in different areas. People are going to be spread out amongst the people just to, you know, to keep people calm and to stop stuff from happening. And so hopefully, you know, stuff is going to happen, but let's just hope it's real light. You know, it's bad when you say, you know, if they keep the numbers under 10, that's a good weekend. But, you know, that's nothing about that is good, because if 10 people lost their life, that's still not good. Oh, look at the split screen. Huh? Y'all know I'm a little late on the delay over here. Y'all see the split screen?
It's over.
Okay. All right. So Felicia already said they need to leave the classics of movies alone, just like Coming to America. Yeah, Coming to America 2 wasn't great.
It wasn't. It was
It
rushed.
Wasn't great. It felt rushed.
Yeah.
Because it felt like it could have been good. Like, it could have been good. Like, spend $3 more million.
Yeah.
And it could have been good.
Yeah, but in like 2.5 seconds, y'all killed off James Earl Jones. And
yeah,
you
James
know,
said, I'm going to die now.
Like,
he said, I'm going to go ahead and die now.
You know, Felicia, this, I was
He was already in the coffin,
to,
too.
Huh?
He was already in the coffin, too. He was
yeah.
like, I'm going to go ahead
I was
and
talking
die
to
now.
Dana, and like, you know, the thing, like, I'm glad you just brought up, what's that called? Coming to America.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to see it come to America. I would have loved to see, for some strange reason, Samuel L. Jackson make a guest appearance in...
The Thief.
Yeah, in the movie and everything. Or Eric LaSalle make a guest appearance in...
Yeah, Soul Glow should have showed up.
Right.
Soul Glow should have showed up.
I would have loved that. So I was telling Dana, I was up there like, you know... I'm going to see it because it was the clip is amazing.
Yeah, the clip is amazing. The clip is wonderful.
So I was saying to him, like, yeah. You know, if everybody, like, you know, I know we all know a couple of things. You know, we all know the catchphrases and everything. You told Harpo to beat me. I said, there are some things I would love to see come back in the movie
mm-hmm.
and everything, and I had my top three and everything. So,
what's your top three things you want to
so
see?
So my top three was I definitely need somebody. I need that choir scene where, you know, God's trying to tell you something
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Tell you. Yeah. And okay.
Like that's a juke. And so I said number two, I needed the Miss Millie punch, that knockout punch. I said, like, you know, I need that. Hell no. Nah. I need that.
And my third one,
I think a lot of people are asleep on in the movie, is when Suge Avery came back with her new husband and those two both had colds, and they hit each other, talking about, like, you know, like, pretty much they ain't want them in the house, talking about, we got colds. And they sniffed and everything. And I was up there, like, people are asleep on that scene right there. I was up there, like, that's the best one to me. So, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I said, if I don't see those, I'm like, I'm going to be mad. Like, you know.
Yeah,
but, and I would like to see some cameos. I would like to see, what's his name, Lawrence Fishburne come through. Or if maybe if he's back on a piano or whatever.
Ooh,
or,
maybe they can get Danny Glover to play his the daddy.
I would love to see the older Shug Avery back and everything as a cameo. I said I would love to see some cameos, but, like, you know, I'm definitely going. I think I'm running there and everything. I'm doing my best Dana and prepay for some tickets.
Oh.
When I see it.
Just get on that prepay move.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, so yeah, what are your favorite three?
So I need to see the dinner scene. Two things happen at the dinner table that I want to see happen. I want to see Mr. and the new husband, Suge's new husband, sitting at the end of the table sharing them egg cream, talking about something. You had a your way and I had a mine, but we both had. I got to see that part. I want to see that part again. Then I want to see the old man talking about when they start fighting at the table, and you know, when she said everything you do, you know, all that kind of stuff, and everything you do line, that's got to be back in there too.
Yeah, if it ain't in there,
everything you do, if she don't hold them two fingers and that thumb up.
Like E.T. phone home?
E.T. phone home, Elliot. But if she don't hold
it. You go too far and you talk about me. You was just supposed to say E.T. phone home.
Elliot.
But
Elliot.
Come on.
Elliot.
You digress. Come on.
Elliot.
Dana.
E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
Fuck it.
So yeah, I want to see old man say when Sophia home now, everything gonna be all right, Sophia, and old man gonna say that's good because we need some stability around here. I need that line. If them lines ain't in there, I need them lines. I just thought about the line that got to be in there.
What line got to be in there?
I need somebody, whoever playing Squeak, I need y'all to say,
you ain't nothing but a fat old half. I need to see it.
I need to see. Oh, wait. Her playing Squeak. That's her role. I just looked it up.
Okay.
Her is Squeak.
Oh, my goodness.
Her is Squeak. So she, the dead has a, my God. That's the line, too. My God, the dead has a rhythm. That whole line got to be in there.
What'd
you kind of
say?
You kind of said, I love to cut prep. I watch it every year for my birthday. The play is amazing, so I hope it's a wonderful marriage of both. I think if you do a remake correctly, it can be great. There are a few movies I love to see done. And the fact that they're doing it like a musical, I think it's going to, that takes away, Felicia, to your point, that takes away from it being just a basic remake. Like, we're going to just get y'all to roll and y'all do the movie all over again. So they're literally taking pieces of the play and the movie and putting it all in film and making it more of a musical movie versus
Felicia. Ah, that is a line. That's a line.
Mm-hmm. Ain't many women allow their husband to lay up in the
They was thruppling.
Next time,
thruple.
Next time, I'm going to put some Suge Avery P in
it. I just thought about that. Oh, my God. Maybe you have to have three. You can't have,
I
don't
have like 15.
I got three. I'm
three.
Baby, they got a new skit.
I'm done. No.
Oh. I meant to tell you.
So let me go through this cast list. So Haley Bailey How do you just mom just the name of Halle Berry? But Haley Bailey.
Because that's her last name.
I know. But Haley Bailey is Nettie. Nettie. Elizabeth Marvel. Who is Elizabeth Marvel? That's Miss Millie. Who is Elizabeth Marvel? Oh. Elizabeth Marvel. What else is she playing? She plays in Solicitor General, The Grit, Lincoln, Camp. I know her face. If you saw her face, you know who she was. So Elizabeth Marvel is playing Miss Millie. Taraji is the Suge Avery. Coleman Domingo is Mr. Y'all know Coleman Domingo. Coleman Domingo, he always plays like a drug lord, something like that. He plays, let's see. He was in stars in Higher Ground. He stars in, he's been in some stuff. I'm trying to think whatever y'all seen him in. But y'all see him in a bunch of stuff. You know his face when you see it. Coleman Domingo, he's Mr. Anaje Ellis-Taylor is Mama. I don't know who that is. Corey Hawkins is Harpo. Corey Hawkins. Who's Corey Hawkins? Okay. Y'all know Corey Hawkins. Corey Hawkins is from Straight Outta Compton. He played, I think he played Dre in Straight Outta Compton. He was also in Black Klansman. Louis Gossett is old Mister, so he gonna play old Mister when he get old. Interesting.
So they about to do something.
Yeah,
I feel a cameo.
Danielle Brooks from Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah,
is Miss Sophia? Huh.
All right.
Come on now, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That one right.
David Allen Greer is Reverend Avery. Oh, Suge's daddy. Okay. Yeah. Stephen Hill is Buster. Who is Buster?
Buster. What's that? Sophia's husband.
Oh, yeah. The one she ended up marrying after Harpo.
Yeah.
Dion Cole is Alfonso. No, I think Alfonso is...
No, Buster.
Buster? Okay, so Dion Cole's Alfonso, you're gonna make me go back and try to. I can't go and watch The Color Purple though.
I watch it all the time.
Sierra is adult Nettie. Her is Squeak. Fantasia is Miss Seeley. Jamal Avery Jr. is Young Harper. I don't know who that is. Tamela Mann is First Lady. I don't know what that is. Who's she First Lady of? Charles Green is the mayor. John Batiste is Grady. David Vaughn is a police. Morgan Middlebrook, Town. I don't know. He's a domino player. Towns kid. Blah blah blah. Suge band member. Okay. So
okay,
yeah.
You went through the whole credit.
I was trying to see if I could find any people that was, you know.
It's not back yet. It's all.
It comes out.
It's transitioning.
What's that?
Batmobile back. He said, "Oh, cool."
Batmobile. No, it ain't cool yet. No.
We ain't cool yet.
We good. Y'all check it out. When does this movie come? When does it come out? The Color Purple, the musical play comes out.
Oh, Felicia said Christmas.
Oh, does it come out Christmas Day? Let me see. I don't know when it says, when is it going to come out? But yeah, they put $15 million into this. So, you know, music and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be good, man. Quincy Jones produced it, so y'all know the music's still going to be good.
I mean, because he produced the last one.
Right. So I'm just saying, you know the music's still going to be good because Quincy did that. So that's what it is, man. Yeah, I'll watch it. I'm going to go. I would go even if I didn't want to watch it. I would still go. So I'm going to go.
You going to go?
I'll go with you.
In real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going so I can be on here and talk about it the day after.
Okay. You going to go to sleep.
That might be true, too. if we catch a matinee, I'll be woke.
Okay.
Like we're going to see The Flash at 3:45.
Right. I hope you stay up.
It's The Flash. It's Batman.
Okay, but
it's Batman.
Oh, okay.
It's really like Batman 7.
What I heard was, don't tell our business.
Right, let me tell people I do sleep in the movie.
All right.
The Little Mermaid looks weird to me. I'm too old to even know anything about The Little Mermaid. So, yeah, I can't.
That was right up my alley.
I don't have. That was when you were a kid? The
mm-hmm.
original?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Damn. Oh, you got me over here looking real old.
robbed the jewelry store. No, I'm saying, no.
Oh, my God. Little Mermaid did come out in 1989. Oh, sweet. Okay, you know what? But no, because I was 19, so I'm okay. Yeah, I'm like, wow, but damn.
Okay, but then what was Tanya?
Well, Tanya, you know, you was 10.
I was 9.
9. 10. You know.
9 or 10.
I ain't know you. So that's all that matter. Okay. I don't want nobody thinking what no. It wasn't no R. Kelly mess going on over here.
And ain't no Mark, what's that, Marquise Houston?
Who was he doing?
Oh, from Immature. You know, his wife is 20 years old, younger than him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
He said he waited.
Felicia Brown say, ain't no such thing as a...
Oh, we don't mind the money part. It's the him going to sleep part.
I'm stuck on the maiden teeth.
Now see, that's why we don't have no friends. Get off. That's why we don't have no
I know somebody that would read that just like that. I know she meant matinee.
Jamie.
But I know people that would read that, but there ain't no such thing as a main team.
You're too sick.
$10 look, this is 2023. $10 for a movie? That's cheap.
Because weren't you just telling me they're about to start charging for it?
They are. So, did you all hear this? So, I don't know if you saw this. I should be able to pull it up. They're going to start charging for the better seats, charging more money for the better seats in the movie theater. What I mean by better seats? Those ones that are right center. Any of those seats are in the center area, what we call the sweet spot. For those of us who know sound, that sweet spot, when you're right in the center, you're right where the halo of sound is, so that you, she said $5 holiday.
That's what T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm. But that's literally what, so they're going to start charging more, like about, I think they said about either somewhere between $2 and $5, depending on the theater. But, you know, for us, it's about the comfort.
Yes,
it's about the comfort and the fact that they deliver food.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in some places, they deliver unlimited popcorn, as many as you can push the button. Yes. And they just keep bringing you popcorn and butter.
And a good drink.
You get your drinks, your drinks refill and your popcorn refill. You ain't got to get up. Because I don't understand people. Let me ask this question. We're going to move on. Yeah. How do y'all go to the movie? Y'all help me. For those of you who actually do movies, how do y'all go to the movie? Do y'all actually get up from the movie and go downstairs and get popcorn? Like, do y'all do that for real? I'm curious. Help me understand. I just want to know. Is that a thing? Because I know people that do it. And I'm just that, you missing the movie. I just can't see myself getting up in the middle of the movie and going down there and saying, can I get a refill on this bucket and another large drink? Oh, yeah, let me get some Juicy Fruits and some Raisinets. They still sell Juicy Fruits. I'm old.
Yeah, they still sell.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Right. But I just don't see myself getting up from the movie and missing a minimum of five integral minutes of a movie.
You know, usually people would try to go when they thought it was a lull in the storyline, when somebody can speed them
up. What? I'm so tired of Felicia right now. She said the popcorn was stale. It was made during the pandemic. I'm done. No, that popcorn be fresh. It ain't stale.
Yes, our top theaters are right now in standing is what, Star Cinema. And
Felicia, ain't you out there in Naperville? You close to Bolingbrook?
Bolingbrook.
Star Cinema and Grill out there in Bolingbrook. They got one in Naperville too, but I think it's called Hollywood something. But because when I was looking up the tickets,
but Hollywood looks like more of like what we're doing right now, and I don't like that.
Yeah, Star Cinema. Is like Star Cinema got the little private like you got your own little studio suite.
Pods.
You got, they got pods. They have like pods.
And blankets.
And blankets. Pods and blankets. See, now you giving me a pod and a blanket. You telling me to go to sleep. I don't need a blanket in the movie theater.
Yeah, we saw the Hollywood Palms. Do they have that? And not the Hollywood.
Is that the song?
What those?
Which song is?
But we need. Dana, let it go. Focus.
Sorry. Okay.
And our new one is the Alamo.
Yeah. So Star Cinema Grill out there in Bolingbrook. Great theater. They got the waiting area. First of all, they got how many pool tables? Like six?
Yeah. And it's free?
Six. You can play pool. It's free.
The seating area is
Big. The seating area is like big plush chairs all around. High tables, pub tables. They have a huge bar area over there. So you could either eat your food out there before your movie. Or you can sit there afterwards. You can play. Y'all can shoot some pool. It's like the only thing they missed is a little arcade. But you know, I get the feeling that they want that place to be more adultish.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, and because you know, and the number of pods that are in there and then individual seats doesn't allow for a big crowd
right,
to be in.
Right. Right. So
and the people are very, very nice and accommodating.
She said it'd only be four people in there, and that's their popcorn overpriced drink. No, sir.
I guess that's the Hollywood Palms. We're not going there.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go to the Hollywood Palms. No. Or the song. yeah, that's that one. But our new joint is the Alamo. Draft Bar, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Alamo.
The Draft House.
Shalimar. The Alamo Draft House, thank you. Alamo Draft House. Is Wrigleyville?
Yes.
Yeah, Alamo Draft House in Wrigleyville.
And it's affordable before anybody huff and puff.
It really is.
And there is parking, and the parking is affordable.
Yeah.
The food is excellent. Everything about it is good for it to be in Wrigleyville. I know we said something else. I know somebody left cheek itched or whatever.
When I said Wrigleyville.
Yeah, like you know, but it is definitely a vibe.
Why not stream?
Well, we
stream the new movie?
We tired of streaming. We 2 years in from a pandemic. We back outside.
She's talking about streaming the new movie. You talking about the bootleg version?
Oh yeah, well we
ain't that. Yeah, we know. I need my sound to be right and the picture and the color.
Don't act like the sound ain't gonna be right.
Oh, the sound gonna always be right with me.
Right.
You know, you know, I'm the person when we go out and we go out of town and we go into and we check into the hotel or whatever, I'm the person that goes into the menu and fixes the sound on the TV. That's me. She said movie theater food is overpriced. That's why I bring my own.
Wait a minute. Did you see? But I saw what she said. But did you see, though?
I'm going to let you talk about eat this Dorito snack. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. But did you see on TikTok?
What's that?
This lady. She said the same thing Felicia said, like the food is overpriced and everything. So while she pop up some popcorn, put it in like a quart-sized bag and put the popcorn in there, had some food and everything. Like, you know, just think of any type of food you can have. She had some food. Got the baby carrier out, got the snowsuit, packed all the food in the snowsuit as if it was a baby. And was going to take said carrier in as, like, you know, as the baby is going in, you know, to watch the movie with them.
Baby.
I'm not going that far.
Oh, okay.
That's never going to happen.
They run the Target real quick.
What'd you say?
I was going to say run the Target real quick. You know, we can always re-gift the carrier.
I'm not going that far. You know what? I mean,
Did you just catch my pettiness?
Yes. Yes. I caught it. Anywho, speaking of the $5 box of Popeyes, I told you when we came up in there with the Uncle Remus.
Well, I've been there with Manny's. I done took Manny's to the movies. Portillo's. Let me see. Manny's and Portillo's, I think, are my two. Now, if I took something, Uncle Remus is a little work. That mild sauce smell gonna get you caught.
I bought three. It was three of my coworkers. We all had our chicken, and we was in there. And of course, the members are going to be members. And I don't care what anybody say. Members are just they us. And I don't care. And when I say members, I had worked, you know, in the mental health field,
mm-hmm.
and everything. So they were on super petty mode. So they were like, I smell some chicken in here. Really? You knew three of your workers did. Don't do that. Don't put us out like that.
I remember somebody saying, I think I had Portillo's. And so, and it was like, it was one of them orders of Portillo's.
Your big beef?
Big beef.
With cheese?
With cheese and a cup of cheese.
And strawberry milkshake?
And a big strawberry milkshake.
Oh, you was in there. In there.
And had onion rings.
Oh, yeah, you was.
And so, you know, you be good because, you know, you sitting in the little seat with the person next to you. But then, you know, on the other side of you is another guest that ain't with you. And so they, you know, when people looking at your food and be like, where y'all get that? is that on the menu? And then it's always trying to strategically, like if you bring in canned pop, trying to strategically open your pop. So I would wait until the preview started.
And start cracking.
And when you see like an explosion, you just go. Oh, God, Felicia, I ain't mad about the $5 Popeye box, though. I ain't mad at all. Because, you know, if you know, not now, some of y'all probably take it too far. Because if y'all go up in there with a lobster boil bag, I'm y'all asking to get put out.
They're going to start checking bags.
They're going to start checking them.
So don't put that on us.
Yeah, don't mess up with the lobster boil. Don't bring your lobster boil in there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation for the night. I'm going to read the wrong thing. Four ways we carry the presence of God. Four ways that we carry the presence of God. That's what we're going to talk about on tonight. But in the meantime, in between time, Felicia, what was the name of your sister's song? Because I cannot find it. And I thought I saved it in my playlist, but I cannot find it. What's the name of your sister's song? Put it in the chat real quick. Oh, hey, what's going on, Angela Johnson? She in Atlanta. I thought she was cracking up. We checking in. Okay, good. Down in ATL. How's the weather down there? Because this weather up here is...
Well,
that's the word. That wasn't the word, but that's the safer word. Because this weather is.
It's the same weather system actually in France. Hers is bogus too.
Oh, well, France. Yeah. It depends on where you at.
Where she's south.
Okay, come on, Felicia, put in your sister's song now. Hurry up, put the thing in there. Because I cannot remember the name of the song, and I know I saved it, but I just don't remember what I saved it under. She said Angela Smith is good. I'm sorry. Your Facebook page still says Angela Johnson. I'm sorry. I just read what was on the thing. I apologize.
Don't do that.
Tiny don't like when I mess up Anita Baker. Oh, my God. But before I take a break, can we send up a prayer? Y'all know Tina. Y'all, a shout out. Tina done left here. Tina got up out of here yesterday. Lord have mercy. I just thought about that. We ain't said nothing about Miss Tina. Miss Tina Turner. I was shaving yesterday and this morning, and I said, left a good job in the city.
Diana.
Working for the man.
Diana.
Eat the cake, anime. We'll keep on.
I wish you was proud.
Proud Mary, keep on. And we rolling. You're supposed to be doing the Tina Turner part.
Okay.
She said she ain't going. Anime, act right over there. Eat the cake.
He's like, just eat the cake. He was just, who? That ain't ain't even a friend. You saw the abuse. Oh, big
right, just,
Negro.
Just go and eat the cake, baby. Just eat the cake. I don't want no cake.
Yeah, right.
And that.
What?
And that's the fire.
Right. Literally. Okay, no, Felicia must take a break. All right, never mind. We're going to get this in. We're going to be right back, y'all, with our topic for the night, four ways to carry the presence of God. Be right back, y'all.
Jesus is mine, and though a glory pays, a glory divine, heir of salvation, and I'm purchased by God. Of His Spirit, and I'm watching His love, perfect submission, all is endless. I am my Savior. I'm so happy. I'm watching and waiting, and I'm looking above. You went His good, yeah, and I'm lost in His love. This is my joy. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Yeah, this is my glory. This is my song. Because He made a way. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. He's all beneath His stars. Let's praise Him.
That is Blessed Assurance, Terrell Sean. We are back. Praise Break Friday, TTLO Radio. Having a good time on this Good Friday. It's not that Good Friday, but on a Good Friday evening. Having a good time on a Good Friday evening. But we are coming on back. TTLO Radio. Your boy, Dr. Dana L. King, in the house with you. We're going to jump right into tonight's conversation. Four ways we carry the presence of God. Again, the song is Blessed Assurance, Pharrell Shanti. Download it, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can download music. Put a copy in your playlist. Go ahead and get that. Get it while you can. All right, so let's jump into it. Four ways we carry the presence of God. Four ways we carry the presence of God. I really like what I saw early on in this article, which is why I was like, yes, we gonna do
this one because I really like what was being said. Let's jump into it. The writer is John White. John White, give you a little background on John White. John White is a blogger. He has led contemporary worship bands since 1985. He teaches people the basics of leading worship in an 8-week course. About 20 hours total, and currently works as an optical engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, designing and building the next generation space clocks that should be accurate to 1 second in 30 million years. Wow. He's happily married since December 1983 and has 2 children. This is a man. I didn't read that part about brother. All right, so let's get into it. So the writer says this. He says, as part of Christ's body, we carry the presence of God with us and in us, with us and in us. He goes on to say this. He says, some people and religious doctrines try to diminish this Christian responsibility because they believe that it limits or obscures God's holiness and ultimately his sovereignty by filling imperfect people, or because the thought that humans carry the presence of God may imply universalism. People are gods because they carry part of God with them. These unbiblical positions are extreme and speculative. However, the Bible is clear that the Holy Spirit and thus God's presence is carried by each believer. Y'all got it? All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. The writer goes on to say this. He says, temple of God and God's spirit lives in us. We are the temple of God and God's spirit lives in us. Paul said this. Paul says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple. Therefore, knowing that we are a sacred temple, how should we live? That's the question. That's the question. The girl said she just came back from Blockbuster. I cannot. Keep in mind that until Plato, people did not think of the person being segregated into mind, body, spirit, and soul and emotions. They were thought of as the whole person being completely integrated. Therefore, when Paul says that we are God's temple, I like this, he is not saying that our souls, our minds are God's temple. He's saying that all our being is God's temple. Further, Paul's mindset would be directed not only on the individual, which is the primary focus of 1 Corinthians 3, but he would also be concerned with how individuals related when they are gathered in the congregation. Come on. When believers gather in the congregation, mind group is the temple. You don't have to have a lot of individual temples in one location. This points to the supernatural uniqueness of fellowship. This is why fellowship is so important. It doesn't matter how many people you have. If everybody's temple is a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit, your worship experience changes. Let me say that again. If everybody is ready and willing to allow the Holy Spirit to move and use them, then the worship experience becomes different. Whatever we deem as dry worship, as melancholy, mediocre, a ho-hum or whatever worship it is, we have to look at, well, what type of temple are you hosting? What type of temple are you hosting? Mr. Conde Paga is back. But God bless you, sir. Thank you. The writer says this. He says, God's temple carrying the presence of God. Let's talk about this one instance where they were bringing the ark to Zion. God's temple carrying the presence of God. Here's the scripture, 2 Samuel 6 through 11. I'm going to read this kind of long, but I will read it. David again brought together out all of Israel's chosen men,
30,000 in all. He and all his men set out from Bala of Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned and between the cherubim that are on the ark. They set the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart for the Ark of God on it. And Ahio was walking in front. David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord with songs and with harps and lyres and tambourines and sistrums and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah, okay, help us, Jesus. Uzzah reached out and took hold of the Ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down and he died there beside the Ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, the place is called Perez Uzzah. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How can the Ark of the Lord ever come to me?" He was not willing to take the Ark of the Lord to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Watch this. I know there's a lot for you to catch. What can we do to be better ark carriers? That's the question. What can we do? This is a preach. What can we do to be better ark carriers? So let's discuss this and discuss what ways we can carry the presence of God based on the scripture, based on the scripture, based on the scripture. First, we know, right, from what we read, that the carrying the presence of the Lord is a great privilege. Watch this. It is a privilege to carry the presence of God. Can we pause right there and just let that marinate for a hot minute? Carrying the presence of the Lord is a privilege and a great responsibility. Oh, my God. Let me say that again. Carrying, I feel like I just need to repeat it. Carrying the presence of God, the presence of God is a privilege and a great responsibility. David, watch this now, according to scripture, David chooses only the choice men, the select group, the choice men to accompany, to make sure to usher the ark to Zion. And Obed-Edom was a priest in Shiloh. So David chose some choice men, but then there's Obed-Edom, who was a priest in Shiloh. Stay with me. These men, all of them, dedicated themselves to carrying the presence of the Lord, because then the Lord dwelled, the power of God was in the ark. Okay? All right. So these men were dedicated to carrying his presence where they were going. They used a brand new cart, and used the young priest to walk along the cart to protect the ark. Stay with me. They did the best they could, but they still did not accomplish their goals because they did not educate themselves on the matters of carrying the ark. I just said something. They did not educate themselves on how you carry the presence of God. They did not take the time. They thought, oh, I just can walk in this. I don't need the instruction. Oh, my God. I can just walk in this. I can just get a Bible and stand before God's people. I don't need to know how to preach. I don't need to know how to contextualize scripture. I don't need to know how to use proper hermeneutics. I don't need to know how to use proper apologetics. I don't need to know or be able to give you a hermeneutical thesis or dissertation on Paul's letter to Thessalonica. Again, they did the best they could, but watch this. What I'm saying is this implies that the priests were performing their religion so long that it became rote or just tradition. They didn't even think about their religious service being accurate. Ah, here is where tradition and accuracy collide. They were just going along with tradition. They didn't check for accuracy. I'm trying to help somebody's church right now. Stop doing stuff because it's tradition and check for biblical accuracy. Mm. I think our worship experiences would be a lot different if we concerned ourselves more about the biblical accuracy of what worship looks like or what God's, watch this, what God and how God expects our worship and our praise to look. Mm. So watch this. This is, I like this. The writer says, this is a common occurrence when religion is not centered on God's presence. Watch this. When you're more concerned about doing church service, church start at 11, we done at 12:30, 1 o'clock, some of y'all 11:30, 2 o'clock, some of y'all being there all day. But you're more concerned about having church than being in the presence of God.
Mm.
And when you have a service that's based on religion and not centered on his presence, oh God, then you have these mishaps. Okay? So we should be, look, we should be asking if our worship is spiritual. We talked about performing last week. We talked about entertainment last week. Is our worship spiritual? Is our worship biblically accurate? Mm. Is it biblical? Is it obedient? Is it reverent? Or is it done in ignorance? Or is it done in the light of God's revelation? Help me, help me, help me. I wish y'all would get this. I wish y'all would get this. Don't get quiet on me. Don't get quiet on me. The writer goes on to say this. Again, we're talking about four ways we carry the presence of God. Four ways we carry the presence of God. The writer goes on to say this. He says, secondly, we can learn that dedication alone is not enough. Dedication alone, meaning showing up ain't enough. Putting on the robe ain't enough. Carrying the title ain't enough. Because Uzzah, we can use Uzzah. Uzzah was sincerely dedicated being one of the priests and choice men, but he was ignorant and seemingly irresponsible with respects to the requirements of carrying God's presence. Can I say this? This is why you see so much confusion being preached in God's pulpits today. This is why you see people doing way too much in God's pulpit because they're ignorant of the reverence it requires. This is why you see preachers making statements that don't require. This is why you can have a well-known pastor speaking to 1,500 people or 2,000 people or 5,000 people saying that Jesus never reached his full potential. You can only say that when you're ignorant to what God is really asking of people. Because just take that statement in its straight form. Jesus never reached his potential. Could you imagine saying that to some people you're trying to convert to follow Jesus? Why would I want to follow somebody that, according to what you just said, not what the Bible says, but according to what you just said, never reached his full potential? I ain't going to get no help in here, but I'm talking good. Watch this. So because Uzzah was ignorant of what was necessary, God acted against him. No, Felicia. So watch this. When God calls us to a task or ministry, we're talking about ministry. When God calls us to a task or ministry, it is imperative to get God's game plan. We need to know God's instruction. God's instruction. We can't presume, watch this, that God will work a specific way even if he had did it the same way before. For example, watch this. At AI, Israel presumed that a few thousand men would be enough to beat Ai, but Israel was chased away in defeat because there was sin in Israel's camp. Oh, my God. They failed to consult God, watch this, prior to making their battle plans. Can I say this again? People, stop making plans in your church. I ain't talking about celebrating with your wife on the dance floor. But stop making plans in your church and not having consultation with God. Stop saying we're going to do this, 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 and this, and not making sure that it is God ordained, God called, God centered. Huh? Come on now. So this raises the question. This raises the question. Raises the question. When we worship, here's the question. When we worship, are we expecting the same anointing we received the last time, or are we looking for a new and fresh anointing? That's good. That's good. Come on, come on, Bishop Clemens. I just elevated you. Come on, Bishop. Pastor Marcus Clemens in the house, Kingdom Baptist Church. Watch this. When we are worshiping, when we're worshiping God, are we really expecting the same anointing to fall over there, or are we looking for a fresh one? Think about that for a moment. When we lead worship, what authority are we ministering under? Yesterday's or today's? Yesterday's or today's? And the reason we ask these questions are this. You know how you listen to a live album or a live CD? I said album. I know I'm dating myself. But you know how you listen to a live CD of somebody's recording of a really good gospel song? And you watch the video and you see the people being moved and you can feel like an elevation of the worship in the room. You can see it. You can smell it. There's a smell. You're worshiping. Pray. There's an aroma to it, right? There's a sweet aroma to what worship looks and smells like, right? So we watch the video and we watch these people. So then now we take the song. And then we bring it to our churches and we give it to our musicians. And watch this. The expectation is because our musician and our singers are just as talented as the people who performed it originally, and that we're playing it in the exact same key, we're playing it in the exact same time, we're playing it on the exact same instruments, we're singing it in the exact same microphone. Come on, new oil, Felicia Brown. We're singing in the same exact microphone. We got the same lighting. We got the same smoke. We got the same cameras. We got the same stuff. We got the same stuff on the screen. We got all the same stuff that they had when they sung it. Then the expectation is what? Is that what happened on the video is supposed to happen in our church. I hate to disappoint you because you're trying to get somebody else's anointing. You're trying to get somebody else's anointing that you saw. What you should have been doing is before you decided to sing said song, you should have said, okay, Lord, have your way with this. Before you, look, what would you have us to do with this song? What would you have us to do in this place? What would you have us to do with this morning worship service? This is why I have a problem. Do I need my disclaimer? I don't know if I do, but you probably should. But I have a problem with musicians and whether it be a praise team, a choir, musicians, minstrels, psalmists, whatever titles they go by, praise and worship leaders that come into the building, sit their behinds on the instrument, and have not prayed with their other instrument, with their other musicians. You're a singer, but you have not prayed with the people that are going to help you minister. One thing I appreciated, come on now, Reverend James Moore. One thing I appreciated about the praise team when I was a part of it back at Kingdom, at KBC, one of the things that we did religiously, I don't care if we was nervous about the song or if we was like, oh, we finna get this. I don't care what the situation was. We prayed. Come on now. We prayed in that back room. We didn't care. We didn't care if we made, and when we prayed, it was us. It was the musicians. I mean, the drummer, everybody that was going to be a part of that praise and worship set. We held hands in a circle and we prayed. It wasn't just some offshoot prayer. It wasn't praying, let's get this thing started. It was, and I'm saying this, and I'm saying, look, I'm not again. I'm saying this because I really want us to understand how important this is to the larger worship experience. When your worship leaders don't pray together, and see, it's different when you're all in the room circled up and holding hands. It's different. Watch this. And you know what I find interesting about that? Have y'all seen R&B artists, rappers, secular artists behind the scenes at their concerts? What do they do before they go out on the stage? They all be praying. They finna get on the stage and say some memes and some cuss words and everything else. But they still say, God, be with us as we go. Now, you may say their prayers ain't going no further than the ceiling. That's between them and God. That's between them and God. Come on, Marcus Clemens. That's it. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Come on. That's all I'm saying. If you want to see your worship experience change, you got to demand this from anybody that's a part of the worship team. Every musician, every singer who's going to be doing anything, presenting anything before God's people, they need to have their own separate prayer session. Just like the deacons at the old church. We used to meet up in pastor's office with Pastor Ray, and we would sit in there, and and even though it was I would be running around busy because I was doing sound and everything else, I had to find my way down there so I could get in the circle and hold hands and behold how good
Don't
and how pleasant it. I am gonna do it. How good and how pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment that ran down upon the beard. Right. You got to. And that was so that the deacons would be on the same page with the pastor. The deacons would be on the same page. That's why we did that every day. So the deacons and the ministers, the pulpit and the deacons would be on the same page. The praise team, we did that in the back so that we would be on the same page. Chris would be back there with us. PJ would be back there with us because those are the people who are the main, part. Tyrone would come back there with. We would all be back there and pray before we set foot in that praise and worship ministry. It always happened. And that's why I believe we had the results that we had. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it wasn't for prayer early on, that praise team probably wouldn't have survived. I'm just keeping it real. I'm going to keep it above. We need the confidence of knowing that ministry we bring to the congregation is for them today, not yesterday. Right, Felicia said Destiny Child always prayed before they went. Before they went what? J-rated. You mean R-rated or J-rated? I don't know what you Oh, before they went and gyrated. Lord have mercy. The one she's let me just lay on. But they did. You're right. So again, you have to be willing to make that sacrifice. And then look at this, and be honest, it don't cost y'all nothing to go in that back and have some prayer. And I've seen some powerful stuff happen in those prayers before worship started. I ain't talking about praying in front of the congregation because we're going to do that. We got an intercessory prayer. We got this prayer. We got that prayer. I'm talking about that prayer of the people who are standing before people, the people who are going to be standing representing God for that hour and a half or 2 hours that you up there. All right, the third thing. We're talking about four ways we carry the presence of God. The third thing, thirdly, part of being dedicated was being prepared or consecrated for ministry. We just talked about it. Prepared and consecrated for ministry. The priest, I wish y'all would get this, the priest would take time to consecrate themselves and prepare themselves for God's service. This would include spiritual and skill preparations. Spiritual, meaning you spending some one-on-one time with God, and then skill preparations, working on your craft. Working on your craft. I said I'm going to get back to it. Now that school is going to be out on the Sundays that I preach, I've been slacking, not coming to the church on Saturdays, and just spending that a long time in the sanctuary, and preaching to the pews, That's always been my thing. That's all I did it. I did it from the time I was at Kingdom. I did it for my very first sermon. I was there. I was down there. I was so nervous. I was down there 2 or 3 days a week in the sanctuary preaching. I think I was down there, and it was me and Marcus, the janitor. And Marcus caught me a couple of times. He said, "Boy, you saying something?" Because, you know, he back there mopping the hallway. But again, I got to get back to that, because that's the crab. That part is hard to do in the house. Because you're trying not to, you're just reading through and looking at your notes and all that. I need to be up there, and because then you start to get some ebbs and some flows and all of those things. So I need to get back to that. But the skill, working on your skill preparation. Let me break it down a little bit more. The writer says, we must be careful not to think that only our spirits or minds are the resting place for God's presence. Let's go 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Let's read it again. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Paul is talking about sanctification. Paul is talking about sanctification of the whole person. 1 Timothy 5:23 says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Being a presence bearer, watch this now, being a presence bearer implies a life of continual preparation and sanctification. Let me say it again. Being a presence bearer, one who carries the Spirit of God with them, implies a life of continual preparation and sanctification. Meaning, have we done all we can to be holy? Have we done all we can to steady our hearts in forgiveness and continue to take captive our thoughts by washing our minds with God's word? Huh? Thank you. Come on now. Be warned. The writer says, be warned that God judges continued and rebellious presumption. We have to stop presuming or assuming that God is going to work the same way he worked over here, that he going to move the same way he worked over here. Yes, he can still heal like he healed back then, but it might come differently. The outcome will be the same. The healing still takes place, but it might come differently. That's like telling somebody, if you go get baptized in the Sea of Galilee or in the River Jordan, that baptism is better in the River Jordan than being baptized in the pool at your church. Because what you're saying is God, because now you're limiting God back to the River Jordan. Huh? I ain't gonna get no help. So the writer goes on to say this. He says, lastly, fourth point, God blesses those who have the ark, the carriers of the presence of God. The carriers of the presence of God. Not only are they blessed, but their entire households are blessed. Come on now. Watch this. Not only was the person who carried it blessed, but the entire household becomes blessed. I need y'all to get this. I need y'all to get this. Get this. Get this. I'm trying to understand why that's playing. Thank you. I need y'all to get this. I need y'all to get this. Don't miss this. The writer says this. He says this. There is a necessity. Watch this. That the carrier is going to be blessed. In this case, watch this. Obed-Edom's sons were blessed, although later they end up turning out to be a little corrupt. That's just the word. That's just, read the book. You'll find out. But continuing to worship, they continue to worship someplace where the ark was no longer there. So you got to move when God moves. But they were, and see, let me help you out. Let me help you. You got to move when the Spirit of God moves. Who wants to be called in a place? Oh my God, I'm going to say it. Who wants to be called in a place where the Spirit of God no longer presides? Y'all always singing that song, where the money reside, where the money reside. Where the money reside, where the money reside. Who wants to be in a place where the Spirit of God no longer resides? If you follow the story, Obed-Edom's sons were blessed, but they ended up being corrupt because why? They continued to worship at a place that God was no longer at. They were performing ritualistic rituals of worship and leading others to do the same when God's presence was gone. This is why we got to know the word for ourselves. This is why y'all got to stop doing that ritualistic stuff in y'all churches, because granddaddy told you, your grandmama told you, great-grandmama told you, look, they did the best they could. But the Bible says study to show yourself. Yourself. Because if you studied, you stop doing some of that stuff. If you studied, you stop doing some of that non-biblical, non-spiritual mess that y'all been doing in the church. Paul says about godless people, they're having a form of godliness but denying its power, having nothing to do with them. God's power is not released in a form of religion but through his presence. God's power don't come because you Baptist. God's power don't come because you Pentecostal. God's power don't come because you apostolic. God's power don't come because you holiness. God's power don't come because you Methodist, AME, LMNOP. God's power does not come because God's power comes through his presence. So you have to ask yourself this question. Has your worship grown stale? Felicia, you talked about stale popcorn earlier. Has your worship grown stale? Are you still using that worship that was pre-pandemic? Are y'all still trying to have church the way y'all was having church before y'all closed y'all's doors? Are you still doing the same stuff your granddad and them doing? Y'all still up there having devotion before church start? I don't hear nobody. Y'all still sing? Y'all still having devotion? Where y'all still having? Show me in the Bible where that. Show me the scriptural context of it. Because here is the issue. It's another thing, devotion, when you had people who knew the presence of God and who practiced their skill set of singing, right? Versus, I'm a deacon, I'm going to get up here and I'm going to sing because that's what a deacon's supposed to do. No, it ain't, because that ain't nowhere in the Bible. Nobody in the Bible tells me that y'all supposed to be doing that. Nowhere. The deacon's job is flat out laid out. It is what it is. Mm-mm. Serve the people, not lead the people. Serve the people, not run the church. Serve the church, not be in charge of the church. Serve the church. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at your mama. All right, let's keep going. Watch this. Has your worship grown stale? Or maybe you're not worshiping in the presence of God. Maybe you're not worshiping in the presence of God. There are a lot of reasons that God's presence might be hard to find. Y'all ready for this? but a worshiper cannot maintain religious integrity by allowing empty worship. Can I say that one more time? A worshiper cannot maintain religious integrity by allowing empty worship, meaning let's just get this over with worship. Let's sing so I can sit down and worship. Let me get up here and get this over with. There are times that require that we press our way into the presence of God, and it will take a persistent effort to get past the comforts that hinder us. Oh, my God, that's rich. There are going to be some times, church, that are going to require us to press our way into the presence of God. Can I help you? And I thank my brother Zachary, and you know, we did a study on praise and worship. And I one day I plan on teaching it here. I plan on teaching it here, that praise and worship Bible study lesson. It's about an 8-week course. It could be slammed down, but it literally could be about a good 6 weeks. If you can do it for 6 weeks, I think that you really would see an impact. But I like the fact that when we try to say we're going to usher in the presence of God, and the way it works is that's not the way it works. God is always present. Our job is to lift our worship up to where he is. Our job is to have our praise meet him where he is. He's not going to lower himself, oh my God, to come down to some mediocre foolishness. He's not going to lower himself to come down to some contrary, oh, we just going to do this. I really don't want to say what I'm saying because I got to be up here. Or I'm going to say I'm just up here because my mama told me to. Or hey, well, nobody else here, so I'm just going to stand in the gap or whatever, whatever. No, he ain't coming for that. He's looking for, what's this now? The true worshiper. You know, the ones that worship in spirit and in truth. So what are you saying, preacher? Some days it's going to be a little heavy. Some days it's going to be a little thick in the room. Some days it's going to be a little foggy. You're going to sense some nasty attitudes. You're going to sense some mean-looking eyes looking back at you. You're going to sense some dirty looks. You're going to sense some bowed down heads. And those are going to be the days that you're going to have to press through worship to still carry folk into the presence of God. We're going to have to learn how to press our way into a praise. We're going to have to learn how to press our way into a praise. What's going on, Brother Andre? Look here. God's worshipers know how to worship him despite what might be going on around them. Come on, somebody. Don't miss this. That was your moment right there. God's true worshipers know how to worship him despite the circumstances. Watch this. God's true worshipers, watch this. When God says, get out the boat, when Jesus says, when you ask Jesus, Lord, if it be you, let me come out there with you. Now, if I'm a true worshiper, as I walk on the water, I ain't going to pay attention. Come on now, watch this. I ain't going to pay attention, oh God. I ain't going to pay attention to the storms on both sides of me. Because what? Because my goal is to do what? Make it to where? The presence of God. I'm talking good. I'm teaching now. My goal is to make it to the presence of God. So now I asked you, could I come out the boat? That means I asked you, right? So I asked you, can I get out the boat? Can I come to where you are? Can I be in your presence? So if I hop my hips out the boat and I step out there, I need to keep my eye on you. I cannot be distracted by the foolishness. So what? She's sitting there with her arm folded. So what? He won't clap. So what? She don't like you no way. So what? He ain't never liked you. Oh, yeah, thank you. I didn't push it, but it all happened at the same time. So what? They don't like you. Look here. These are the things that true worshipers know how to get through. Ah, come on, Felicia. You got to know how to follow the Holy Spirit and not quench it. Come on. Watch this. So in review, and we almost done. In review, we learn from David's example four ways of being carriers of the presence of God. First is our worship informed by the Bible or by historical worshipers. Think about that. Is our worship informed by the Bible or by historical worshipers? Second, are we desiring a fresh experience with God? Because the Bible says every morning he gives us new mercy. So that means our worship should also be new. Huh? If he's giving me new mercy, I need to find a new way to worship. Oh, God. If he made me a new creature, why am I worshiping like them over there? Why am I trying to repeat what they did 40 years ago? Why am I trying to repeat what they did 50 years ago, 60 years? Why am I trying to repeat that? If when I got called and when I got saved and when I gave my life to Christ, if it says I had to be born again, then if I'm born again, why am I looking like them? Third, are we living a life that's worthy to be in the presence of God? Uh-oh. Maybe you wonder why your worship ain't right. Check how you're living your life. Are you living a life that God wants to, watch this, is what you do on a daily basis, is it inviting to God? Is it inviting? Dre said they don't hit me. They probably don't. They probably sitting like this. Not gonna do it. You got. Watch this. Are you living a life that's an open invitation to God? We teaching evangelism. We doing this big study on evangelism, and so the question is, you know, if you're going to evangelize to your neighbors, what have you been showing your neighbors before you all of a sudden invite them to your church? Because they've been watching you since you moved on the block or since they moved on the block. They've been watching you. So have you shown yourself friendly? Huh? Have you shown yourself friendly or have you shown us who you really are? Which one is it? Have you shown yourself friendly? Have you shown yourself to say, hey, look, I'm a God chaser. I'm always running after him. I'm always trying to be closer to him. And can your neighbors see that? Because, and then watch this. So if your neighbors know you to be that person, then when you come to them and say, hey, can I just talk to you about God? Then they'll say, well, I do kind of have a question because I do notice that you always seem like you got it good with God. Because we've been watching you anyway. We've been watching how you walk, man. We've been watching how you walk, young lady. We see how you're carrying yourself. We see that glow about you, sir. We see that. We see you got your head held high. You're walking differently since you've been with them folks. And then last but not least, can you cast aside the things that keep you from worshiping? Can you cast aside the things that keep you from worshiping? Sometimes it might not be things, it might be people. Sometimes it might not be things. It might be some people. It might be some people that's keeping you from worshiping. Sometimes it might not be some things. Sometimes it might be that person you see when you look in the mirror that's keeping you from worshiping. Sometimes you might be so concerned about how people might perceive you when you worship. Sometimes it might be you too concerned about how you're going to appear, the questions you might get after the worship experience. Sometimes you might find out that it's you that's been your stumbling block to worship. Can you cast that part of you aside? Can you lay aside all those things that are separating you from getting closer to him? Can you prioritize worship? Can you make it first? Can you make the worship experience A and 1A and 2 and 1B and then start to do those other things? Or are you going to continue to get distracted by everything else? When you are tasked with care, it's 9. Lord have mercy. I ain't heard the lady say. Oh, I got the thing turned down. That's why I ain't heard the lady say nothing. And you ain't said nothing to me over there. when you are a person who is responsible for carrying the presence of God, you have to be mindful that it's about the. I'll take Zachary's book, the audience of one. You can't be concerned about everybody else. That's why I said I want to get back to coming in to the room and preaching to the emptiness of the room, but knowing that I'm still in the presence of God, because things flow better when you do that. It was something about being there and being in that freedom of like, okay. Because then when the people do fill the room, when those bodies are in the chairs, it's like, oh, I'm going to talk to God like I was talking to him last night in this very space. I'm going to talk to him like I talked to him last night. And hopefully y'all, and I'm just letting y'all in on the conversation. That's it. The difference between, watch this, the difference between me preaching to the chairs on Saturday night and preaching to the people on Sunday morning is that's me putting the phone on speaker when I'm talking to God. Ha! There it is right there. That's giving you all, I'm making you privy to the conversation. Huh? I'm giving you access to it. I'm just putting God on speaker when I'm talking to y'all on Sunday. Come on. Come on. That's it. That's it. Oh, this was good, man. This was good. I know I'm way over time. Dang, I didn't know that. Good Lord, I thought I was good. Look, y'all, we had a good time tonight. Good time tonight talking about all the different stuff we talked about. But it was great, great, great conversation. Thank y'all so much for the great conversation, for the feedback, as always. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Facebook, all the channels on Facebook, all the channels on YouTube, those of you watching on Twitch, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let us pray and get up out of here. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being God. God, we thank you. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your protection. God, we thank you that in spite of the foolishness that surrounds us, we can still see you through the mess. God, I'm thankful that even when calamity comes, when tragedy comes, when thievery comes, we don't lose sight of you. Yes, we can be down, and yes, we can be a little depressed, but God, as long as we keep our eyes on you, it doesn't matter what they do to us, it doesn't matter what they take from us, because your word says that you can give it all back to us. Your word says that anything that you gave us, if you gave it to us, no man can take it away from us. Any door that you open, no man can shut, God. So we're going to believe and pray and believe that on tonight. So God, we're thankful, God, that you have been that hedge of protection around us. God, we thank you for your healing powers. God, I got some listeners that are watching right now. My brother Andre is on here. We're praying right now for the complete restoration that you've already done with his amazing wife, Doretha. We're continuing that you continue to keep your hands and keep your hands on her and all that she is doing. God, continue to keep her in the hollow of your hand. Continue, God. I talked to my brother Mr. Bingham the other day. We're asking God that he's in the recovery process. He sounds amazing. We're thanking you right now, God, for the physical therapists that are helping him along his road. God, we're thankful for just the recovery of the people here that have been downtrodden or ill here at the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. God, we're praying for every leader of every church, for Senior Pastor Daryl in person at Ebenezer, for Senior Pastor Marcus M. Clemens at the Kingdom, for every pastor that has a church that is open in the name of Jesus. We're praying for every one of those doors that are open right now, that they would continue to be able to do the work of the Lord and continue to be able to gain and have the resources that they need to continue the work in the kingdom for your glory. We pray now as we get ready to leave this place for never your presence, that you would be with us as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We're going to get out of here. Y'all know how we do, like we always do. If you got to be anywhere around this special city, look, y'all be careful. I need y'all to keep y'all head on multiple swivels over this here weekend. But please, 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 my brother, my sister, keep your head on a swivel. Two T's, one L. Y'all know it. One O. We out.
With your head.